Well, you've heard it many times now. California might or might not be the next Greece. Now, I wrote about the risk of California's finances and a possible default yesterday. But let's cut the talk and hit some of the hard numbers. Let's take a closer look at the similarities and differences between California and Greece. Well, they both have high unemployment, right? In fact, California has slightly higher unemployment than Greece. Here's where it gets different. Greece's percentage of debt to GDP is much higher. In fact, 130% debt to GDP. California's state debt is just 8% of state output. Also, the market tells the story, right? That's where the risk is determined by what people will pay for your debt. 10-year Greek bonds yielding more than 11%. A lot of return because the market says there's a lot of risk. California, seen perhaps by some as automatically getting a bailout from the federal government, you the taxpayer if needed, is much lower, folks. It is just under 3%. So even though the numbers make California look a lot better than Greece, keep in mind this, though. California is much more important to America than Greece is to Europe. California, 13% of our entire economy. Greece, less than 3% of the Eurozone. Let's talk more about this now with Matt Welch. He is the editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. There's a couple things I left out of that, Matt, which would make California look a little worse. Number one, they have, by Stanford University's estimates, $500 billion in unfunded pension liability. It's just an estimate. And also, if you factor in California's share of the national debt, their debt to GDP would actually go to about 100% as well. Is California at risk of default? Are they the next Greece?
I would say less risk of immediate default, but more of a risk even than Greece of having their economy go further southward. And the reason that is that they can do something in California that Greece right now really cannot, which is raise taxes willy-nilly. A much overlooked thing that happened on Election Day in California is that for the first time in a generation, Californians voted to reduce the threshold to pass a tax hike in the legislature from a two-thirds majority to 50%. What that means is that the Democrats no longer need to consult Republicans about hiking taxes. And now, since California is once again a one-party state and they have a $20 billion deficit every year, they are going to raise taxes, and taxes in California are already among the highest in the country. So what we're going to see is that they're going to plug these holes and pay back these debts as far as they can by raising taxes. But what that's going to do is going to create a situation for the first time, really, that California is losing population.
You know, listen, Matt, you're a free market guy, probably like I am, right? And the markets tell the story. And the reason I brought up debt yields, I know it's kind of wonky and boring, is because that's what the market is saying the risk is. Greece, 11% to borrow. California, under 3%. Do you think, therefore, based on what you're saying, that there's an implicit bet that people in North Dakota, in Florida, Uncle Sam will ride to California's rescue if need be?
Yes. I mean, you're talking about the full faith and credit of the United States government, ultimately. It's why we have, even though the United States itself is in many ways in a more risky position than Greece, you see this flight to quote-unquote security in the bond markets for the United States. Because when you're insecure about everything, the last thing that you're going to run away from is the U.S. On the other hand, you have people who want to invest more than ever in gold, which is kind of the opposite bet. But they're both flights to quality. People think this is the last biggest thing that won't be allowed to fail. And, you know, there's also a lot of arbitrage happening right now of people who are shorting that bet.
You know, the other statistic I probably should have thrown up there is that the Greeks are rioting because the government's trying to raise the retirement age. You can retire at 53 years old as a government worker in Greece. California, it's 55, if not lower, for some people in considered hazardous occupations like corrections officers. Right? Are we going to have to raise the government worker retirement age, not only in California, but across the country?
Absolutely. And you see a lot on the local level in California People are trying to roll back some of these pension goodies that have been handed out all over the state. And there was limited successes on that on Tuesday, although a very big failure that happened in San Francisco, unfortunately. But the problem is California right now is, again, a one-party state, and that party is in hock to public sector unions. By far the biggest actor in California politics is public sector unions in terms of donations. And so these structural contracts are built so that they're extremely hard to unravel. So you have this situation where people, the population, are dead set against these giveaways to public sector unions, but they're having a difficult time expressing that at the ballot box. And now that they've elected Jerry Brown, you're not going to see any more pension reform than what we saw under Schwarzenegger in the last days of his governorship.
Yeah, I was confused by people that were shocked that Brown won and shocked that so many Democrats won local elections in California. I mean, it's very simple math, right? If more people are getting than giving, the people who are getting are going to vote in the people who give them. That's it.
This is true, right? And there's also some questions of the way that California's been gerrymandered. And Proposition 19, the legalization of marijuana initiative, also brought Democrats to the polls in turnout numbers that they didn't get in other states. So that had some impact. I think Carly Fiorina would have had a better chance,
for example.
That
was a slick political move, wasn't it, about Prop 19?
Yeah, it wasn't a slick political move done by the Democrats. I can tell you that. The chairman on the anti-campaign was Dianne Feinstein. Every Democrat was against it, with the exception of Gavin Newsom. Yeah. And they didn't want it, but they were happy to take credit for it in terms of boosting their election
But
results.
If it would have passed, there's no way San Francisco would have outlawed the Happy Meal. For a variety of reasons.
At some point, it's for sure you're not going to be able to smoke a cigarette or eat a cheeseburger, but you will be able to smoke pot in San Francisco.
And you can get a U-Haul and move.
Which is what's happening now.
Yep, it's what my parents did in '85. Matt Welch, thanks very much. Appreciate it. Reason Magazine Editor-in-Chief.